Tuesday, June 28th, was the statewide primary for governor and lieutenant governor and state assembly. A second primary will be held on August 23rd for Congress and the state Senate. Mark, can you give us an overview of what happened in the governor and lieutenant governor race?
Well, the favorite ones. But the big question headed into yesterday's primary statewide was particularly whether a recently appointed lieutenant governor, Antonio Delgado, who gave up his seat in Congress down in the Hudson Valley, would prevail in a three-way race. Unlike in the general election, candidates in the primary for lieutenant governor run separately from their partners who were running for governor. Delgado is a late entrance into the race after Brian Benjamin, Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin, who Hochul selected for the position after Governor Cuomo resigned over sexual harassment and other controversies, elevating Hochul to governor. Benjamin was forced to resign after he was indicted for political corruption. Delgado, who gave up his heavily contested seat in Congress to serve with Hochul, easily won the Democratic primary with 58% of the vote, while Latino activist Anna Marie Archila, who ran a vigorous campaign with strong progressive support, finished with a somewhat disappointing 24%. Former New York City Council member Diana Reyna was at 13%. She was linked with Tom Suozzi, who also ran for governor. Archila had been running as a ticket with Jamani Williams. As expected, Hochul easily won the nomination for governor with 68% of the vote. Pollsters seemed a little surprised that Jamani Williams, the New York City public advocate, a progressive, came in second with a little bit over 20% of the vote, while Long Island Congressmember Tom Suozzi, who spent millions on TV ads, ran a distant third. Williams, however, had almost defeated Hochul 4 years ago in their lieutenant governor primary. This time around, he did not campaign much, especially out of sight of New York City, though he just had a baby and his wife has some serious health issues. So understanding not exactly active as one might have expected. Hochul was particularly gracious towards Williams in announcing her victory, saying she looked forward to partnering with him in the future. Not quite so graceful for some reason towards Tom Suozzi. While overall turnout in the primary was low, as expected, more Democrats actually voted in yesterday's primary than in all but one of the six midterm previous gubernatorial primaries this century. The Republican primary for governor was closer than many had expected, with Andrew Giuliani, son of Rudy, holding an early lead until the party designee Congressman Lee Zeldin pulled ahead as more returns came in, especially from his home base down on Long Island. Former Westchester County executive and former gubernatorial candidate Rob Astorino finished third, with businessman Harry Wilson picking up the rear. I will note, since the Democrats have successfully challenged all the petitions from third parties and independent candidates, unless the court reverses those determinations, this will be the third time in New York State history where there are only two candidates on the ballot in the general election for governor. The last two times this occurred was in 1878, which I missed, and 1946, which I missed as well. I will note that the general election race seems likely to be the Democrats running against Trump and in favor of abortion rights and gun control, while the Republicans will run against crime and quality of life issues, also known as race. Should be an interesting general election.
So what about the assembly primaries? Anything of interest locally?
There were not many local races. There will be a few more in August for Senate and for Congress. The big local race was out in Western Schenectady, Montgomery County, where incumbent Angelo Santa Barbara pretty comfortably won the Democratic nominations for the state's 111th Assembly District. He was running against Schenectady native Justin Cheris, who's also head of the local NAACP, a teacher, and backed as well by the Working Families Party. Santa Barbara was also looking for the Conservative Party nomination, but he lost that to current first-term Ronatim Town Board member Jofus Mastroianni. Mastroianni also won the Republican nomination against Michael Arbridge. As mentioned, the Assembly District covers most of Schenectady County as well as the eastern part of Montgomery County. The most interesting race was just a little bit south of the Capital District, down in the Hudson Valley in the 103rd Assembly District, around places like New Paltz and Woodstock, where DSA, Democrat Socialist of America organizer and first-generation immigrant from Nepal, Sarahana Shredra, unseated longtime Assembly member Kevin Cahill for the Democratic nomination, with she holding a lead at 7,700 votes to 7,100 on election night. While Shredra shared many of the same issues with other DSA candidates who were running statewide, she was particularly noticeable on her heavy focus on climate change issues, particularly public power. She was also very highly critical of the local utility companies and their high energy bills.
So Democrats Socialists of America, often in alliance with Working Families Party, fielded their largest number of candidates to date for state office in the primary. How did they do, and what does it say about the state of politics in New York?
Well, the results for DSA, you know, were mixed. Their incumbents, maybe, I don't know, half a dozen, maybe a few left, mainly all in New York City, they did win re-election. But most of their challenges lost, one big exception being the one in the Hudson Valley. And to be honest, statewide in the Assembly Democratic primary, I think it was almost 30 candidates in primaries. Basically, all the incumbents won their primaries. One exception was Mary Jane Chimsky, more backed by Working Families Party, not sure about DSA. And she took on long-term Assembly member Tom Abinanti in Westchester. And she has declared victory in a relatively close race. The one race which was close in New York City with DSA was against Assembly member DeLon, whose father was defeated several years ago by now Senator Salazar, woman, for state Senate. He appears to have held on to a narrow victory over a pretty spirited DSA challenger. Now, what this means overall for the state politics is a little bit less, you know, clear. Obviously, a lot of progressive have been upset that the Democratic Party in the state legislature has failed to pass a lot of meaningful legislation, even with the, you know, more progressive members. It was very clear that the mainstream Democrats remain firmly in control of the party's state and national apparatus. Obviously, one thing is that everybody now takes DSA a whole lot more seriously, so they're not going to sneak up on anyone at election time. And state party officials, as well as special interests, heavily put money in to protect incumbents that were seen as vulnerable. And particularly Hochul's landslide for governor over the, much more progressive Jomani Williams certainly strengthens the centrist, and combined with Eric Adams' elections for New York City mayor, it certainly puts the moderates in a strong position. I'll just say nationally, we did have a Republican who ran on abortion right, had success in Colorado for the United States Senate. Some strange things in Illinois. Democrats actually helped a candidate loyal to Donald Trump because they believe it'll be easier to beat in November. Trump in general had sort of mixed coattails, and so unclear where his, political power is going to remain in the future.
They were not on the ballot Tuesday, but in Troy, the seven individuals seeking to get appointed to the open city council seat in Troy sat through a public Q&A with the council. How's that going?
Well, the second district seat has been open for the last 3 weeks following the resignation of Ash McPherson on campaign corruption fraud charges. The mayor has been pushing to appoint Stephen Figueroa, who's a Democrat who came in second in District 2 in the recent election to fill the vacancy. Not surprisingly, the Republicans, who hold a very narrow one-seat majority in the council, are saying not so fast. So they brought these seven candidates in. They have some questions and answers. Unclear what's going to happen. It is expected that the city council may vote later this week on who to appoint. I will just sum up by saying that the August 23rd primary for Congress and state Senate will be a little bit more heated in the Capital District, with national interest focused on which party will win in Antonio Delgado's old congressional district in the Columbia County, Northern Hudson Valley area.
Thanks so much, Mark.